Go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Well, hi there, everyone. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Storytime. In a moment, we're going to get to our interesting story, which is really based right on a Bible story that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. But first, let's have some good go along with the story music. And first of all, we hear from Doug as he sings a favorite of boys and girls everywhere, I Will Make You Fishers of Men. Sing along.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me, if you follow me, if you follow me. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Hear Christ calling, come on.
Just before that interesting Bible story called Broken Things, Lynette sings a go-along-with-the-story prayer song, Fill Me, Jesus.
Fill me, Jesus. Fill me now. Fill me, Jesus, with your precious holy power. I am yours.
Let's get right to today's story, shall we? It's written by Harry Trover and is entitled Broken Things. Do you remember the story of the feeding of the 5,000, which we read about in the Bible? And how the story says that from the little boys, 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, Jesus made enough to feed the multitude. And enough was left over to fill 12 baskets, even after everyone had been filled. Did you ever wonder what happened to the 12 baskets of food that remained? Well, of course, we don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. But I wonder if it might have happened this way.
Mother, Mother, what do you think I just heard?
A lad like you might hear most anything. What is it, John?
I saw some people hurrying down the road, and when I asked them where they were going, they said that the teacher, Jesus, is passing through the country, and he's teaching the people wonderful things and performing miracles. Oh, please, Mother, may I follow the crowd and watch the miracles too?
Do you want to follow the Master to be entertained, or do you wish to learn of him?
Well, I want to learn too.
Many of those who follow Jesus cling to him only for the favors that he may bestow upon them, or because they think he will perform some wonderful miracle that they can brag about having seen.
Oh, no, Mother. I want to learn from Jesus. Please let me go.
I will let you go then, but mark my words. Listen well. And when you come home, I want you to tell me what you have learned.
I will, Mother. Well, I must run if I am to catch up with the crowd.
Wait, son. You'll no doubt be hungry before you get back. I'll prepare a lunch for you.
Oh, I won't be hungry.
Not now, perhaps. But if you tramp over those hot hills all day, you'll be glad to have a bite when evening comes.
What will you fix, Mother?
I'll wrap up a few loaves and fishes.
Ah, bread and fish. Why not some cakes and some sweets?
If you get hungry enough, bread and fish will taste as good as cakes and sweets. I'll give you the last of what I have in the house. 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
I imagine the day was hot. And as the late afternoon wore into evening, the great multitude of people, oh, more than 5,000 men, not to count all the women and children, became weary and hungry. All of them sat down to rest. The people murmured, and the children cried, for they were hungry, and none of them had brought food. While Jesus and the disciples were talking about what they should do to feed the people, the lad John slipped off under a bush. He thought he would not be seen there, and he took his lunch from under his coat and prepared to eat. Hello there, son. What are you doing hiding under that bush?
Oh, you startled me. I didn't see you, sir. Oh, you are one of the disciples, aren't you?
I am Andrew. Simon Peter is my older brother.
The one with the long white beard is Peter?
That one over there, the big fisherman. You know, lad, once I was sitting under a bush just like you are. I thought nobody could see me. But Jesus came along and he knew that I was there, and he called me to be one of his disciples.
How could he see you if you were under the bush?
I guess the same way he does all the wonderful things he does. It is the proof that he is God's Son, our Messiah.
You know, I hid under the bush to eat my lunch because I was so hungry. I felt ashamed to eat while the others had no food. But I was just thinking, I'll bet Jesus is hungrier than all of us, because he was teaching all day. Would you take my little lunch and give it to Jesus? I guess I'm not so hungry after all.
Ah, you are the kind of lad Jesus would love. Here, son, you come with me. You may hand the lunch to Jesus. When Jesus had received the 5 loaves and the 2 small fishes, his first thought was of the hungry multitude. So we read that he blessed the food and broke it and gave it to the disciples and told them to feed the people. Before their very eyes, the food was multiplied and increased so that all the people were fed and 12 baskets full remained.
Mother, Mother, look what I have.
Son, I was getting worried. It's after dark. What on earth do you have in that big basket?
This is part of what's left over from my lunch.
Part?
Yes, and there are 11 more baskets full, just like this. But they were so many and so heavy, I couldn't carry them home.
Son, what are you talking about? Where did you get all this food? I gave you only 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
You said today that I should come home and tell you what I had learned. Well, I brought home the proof that I had learned something. Something wonderful. It was like this. I was sitting under a bush, ready to eat my lunch, when one of the disciples, Andrew, Peter's brother, came along. So, all the food left over was mine. But I couldn't carry but 1 basket full home.
How wonderful that Jesus performed a miracle with your little lunch. That's something you'll never forget as long as you live.
And someday, I want to be one of Jesus' disciples too. Andrew says I should start learning to be a disciple now, even though I'm just a boy. Because he says I don't have to wait until I'm grown up to be what Jesus wants me to be.
He is right, John. And if Jesus could perform such a miracle with loaves and fishes, just imagine what he could do with your life, son, if you gave him that, too.
And I learned something else. I gave all I had. I gave until there was nothing more to give. And yet there were still 12 baskets full left over, after everyone had been filled. And here I come home, carrying more back than I took away. The more you give, the more you get.
Now give Jesus your life, son. Let him break it and bless it. Take what he has taught you this day and share it with those who have never heard. And what you give will come back like your loaves and your fishes, multiplied 100-fold.
To the Christ who died to save you, gave his all that you might live. Do not bring in consecration less than all you have to give. Nothing less than full surrender, nothing less than yielding all, nothing less than gladly saying, here am I at Jesus' call, giving body, soul, and spirit for the Master to possess, working out his will and purpose, offer Jesus nothing less. Nothing, nothing then withholding, let him rule your heart and life. Let your bodies be presented as a living sacrifice. Nothing less than full surrender, nothing less than yielding all, nothing less than gladly saying, here am I at Jesus' call, giving body, soul, and spirit for the Master to possess, working out his will and purpose, offer Jesus nothing less.
I just love the story of the feeding of the 5,000 as recorded in John chapter 6. You know, I think Jesus was sometimes upset because his disciples just didn't believe what he could do. Jesus and his disciples are talking together, and Jesus looks up to see a large crowd of people coming to hear him. He knows they're probably hungry, so he asks Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these people may be able to eat?" Now, Jesus asked this question to see what Philip would say, to test him, because the Bible tells us Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Did Philip say, "Well, you are the God of the universe. Just turn stones into bread. We can feed them all." Oh, no, he went all to pieces. And Jesus took the little lad's lunch and kept multiplying it and multiplying it until it fed not just 5,000, but probably closer to 10,000, counting the women and children. But you know what? We're often like Philip. When troubles come, instead of remembering how great Jesus is, we go all to pieces, worrying about how we're going to get through our difficulties. But if he can take a little lunch and feed a multitude, he can take care of us. You've been listening to Storytime. Hey, we love to hear from our listeners, and do keep in mind that Storytime is a listener-supported production. P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We're here because God loves kids.